Hello, I'm Keith Parron, and welcome to Focus Asia Pacific from the newsroom of PCJ Radio International. We now continue our series, Where Are You Going? This time in the South Korean powerhouse, Seoul, as Catherine Carr travels the country and the city to stop people in the street and just ask them one simple question. Where are you going? She meets a Korean-American who regards her decision to move to Seoul, a place where her parents call Hell City, to a wannabe author with a dark past.
With your big book, where are you going?
You're going to eat jokbal. Do you know eat jokbal? Jokbal is pig's leg.
Yes?
Uh-huh.
Pig's legs.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you a couple? Can I ask? Are you dating?
Do we look happy?
Yeah. You look very happy. Are you happy?
Really.
Where did you meet each other?
A blind date.
A blind date?
Yeah.
So how did that feel, a blind date? I've never done a blind date.
Really? At the first look at her, I'm fell in love.
Straight away?
Yeah, in the street.
What did she think when she saw you, do you know?
Maybe you should ask her.
What did you think?
Same. I'm going to work.
Yeah. Where do you work?
I'm a journalist too.
And what's the big story at the moment?
Of course, it's the summit between North Korea and South Korea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what do people think about that?
I think people think different. Like, some people like it and some people don't, I guess.
Is the question of North Korea just always there as a journalist?
We cannot think Korea without them. So they are always there, and it is always the biggest topic in Korea, in South Korea. And we cannot, you know, deny it or just run away from it. Yeah.
Do you think people in South Korea feel fear?
Fear, of course. Of course, they feel fear, but maybe foreign people don't understand why people in Korea, South Korea, keep calm. Because they are always there and they always do that. So we are just here and believe our government to just do something good for our citizens. So, yeah.
And I suppose you can't live all the time being terrified. It's mm-hmm. exhausting.
Mm-hmm. And we cannot leave here. This is our country and our life. So.
You guys look so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Are you going somewhere nice?
We're just eating chicken. But she visited from America, so yeah.
And you live here?
I'm studying abroad here, so yeah.
So you're both from the States originally?
Yes.
Wow. So why Korea?
Well, this is my motherland, so I wanted to like get a taste of what my parents, like the background that my parents came from. So
they moved over to the States when you were small?
Yes, when I was two.
So what was it like coming home?
In the beginning it was like really fun, but then slowly I get to see the flaws of the country, and it's like I'm having like a crisis right now.
You're having a quarter life crisis.
Yes, because I wanted to live here in the future, but I'm like, I don't know if I can live here, like it's so competitive. Yes.
So that's one of the flaws. What is the other flaws?
The collectivist culture is very strong. So if you stand out a little bit, it's a little like people stare at you at like a different perspective, and it's not a good perspective. So yeah, everyone looks the same here. So I ended up just assimilating to the culture. Yeah. I think so, yeah. Like, I upload pictures of myself on, like, Facebook and stuff, and people are like,
you look Korean. Like, it's true. Yeah, like, did I not look Korean before? Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
What about your parents? What do they feel about you coming over here?
Well, they actually didn't like it. They were like, why go back to a country where we tried so hard to get away from?
So why did they leave? What were their reasons, your parents?
For a better life for us. I mean, they call it Hell City or something. Hell Zone, yes.
What, here?
Yes, in Seoul, yeah.
Do you think after being here and living here, you're going to go home and have different conversations?
I think I'm going to tell them that I'm not going to come back to Korea. Yeah. I'm going to be like, yes, you were right. It's hard living here. Yeah.
Will that feel like running away, or will it not feel like running away?
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. That is running away.
Hi, do you speak English?
Yes, a bit.
I'm from BBC Radio.
Yes.
Making a program where I just talk to strangers. And we're in this very cool place.
Yes. And I'm it's just, quite nice.
It's really nice. I'm just wondering, well, what you're doing and then afterwards where you're going.
We are taking photos for a sneakers brand for advertisement. And
so you're like the creative director of this?
Yes, kind of, but yes.
You seem a bit disappointed. Are you a disappointed person?
Disappointed?
Yeah, you feel like this isn't exactly what you want to be doing.
It's not my final career. It's not final job that I want to in the future. Actually, I want to write novels.
Tell me about your writing. What do you write about?
I write about a man who loves old things, like a retro analog. So, but he frustrated by the analog stuff. So,
you feel shy about it?
Kind of, because I feel a bit, I don't know, burden or something. Actually, one of my ancestors was a quite famous literature guy in Korea, and I think I have some blood flows in me. He was a poet.
What was his or her name?
His name is... I don't want to talk about him because I don't know what to say, but it's quite a sensitive issue in Korea. I mean...
Was he a controversial figure, your ancestor?
Yes, it's quite controversial. It's not about his literature, but about his social life. I mean, Japan ruled Korea for a long time, and he was... side of Japan. So it's really controversial, and the Korean people, they're still talking about those days.
Is that difficult for your family?
Yeah, difficult for me and difficult for my family, and maybe someday I should write about my ancestor and determine myself. Maybe that could be my goal. And it's time to move on. And I think I should go now because, you know, there's my photographer is waiting.
Okay, no worries. Thank you. High on a hill overlooking the city, an enormous mosque, stone steps leading up to a green door, and birds chatter in the trees all around. I'm sorry to interrupt your phone call. I'm wondering where you're going.
And now, walking around here, not have anything.
No plan.
Yes, I'm political refugee here in South Korea, in Seoul.
Where are you from?
I'm from Egypt.
So how long have you been here?
2 months and a half now.
So why did you leave Egypt? What was so bad?
I have big problem with government in Egypt. My brother, we don't know any information about him now. Government catch him, and I came to here by another passport fake. I make it.
Are you a criminal?
No, but I always have a big problem in Egypt, and I am run away from army. And travel 7 countries, and Interpol stopped me and come back to Egypt illegal again.
So where do you live here?
Live now, maybe sleep in garden one day, maybe sleep in mosque one day, maybe sleep in guest house if I have money. But I live normal, not bad. But I'm very sad about my brother now.
Are you worried that he's been killed?
Maybe have my friend this government kill them. Many. I have maybe five, maybe six friends, best friend. Kill them and me alone, just run away. I have problem with intelligence.
Why?
Maybe because we against the government, we against the LCC, like that.
So do you have any friends here?
Definitely I have friends here, just friends like me, and like me have problem. But anyone can't make anything for another person, just take care about himself, just like that. When I think about my family, when I think about that, maybe I'm very sad and I wanna cry. I cry more, but I think busy, my head busy, maybe like that.
I'm just wondering where you're going.
Meeting.
Meeting.
Once a month.
Yes. What's the organization?
Organization. Methodist. Methodist.
Korean Methodist.
Methodist minister.
Yeah, minister. And then.
All of you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of you.
So where are you going?
Just around. Meet here.
For fun.
Yeah, fun.
Very, very fun. And I'm retired.
So lots of Christians in Korea.
Right.
And I'm very happy because every day I pray to God. All in the morning I get up to church.
Why is it good to believe in God? Why do you need God?
We need wisdom and power. God is the ground of my life. So we need God. You must be a Christian. Okay.
Happy.
Oh, you better go. Thank okay. you so bye much. Bye bye. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye. Where are you going with your little boy?
Find the spring.
Find spring?
Yes. And flower or blue sky and.
And he's impatient to go. You found a flower.
아닙니다.
이름이 뭐야?
아닙니다.
이름이
아닙니다.
뭐냐?
아닙니다.
이름이 뭐냐고 물어보시는데.
나인진이에요.
A ferry ride along the broad, calm River Han. Children feed gulls, which fly alongside the boat, and couples sit up on deck, enjoying the sun. Could I interrupt you just for a moment? Sorry, you look so nice and romantic. And I saw you two buying tickets for the ferry and I just wondered where you were going.
I'm going back to Germany tomorrow.
So you're going back tomorrow, but you're not going?
I stay here.
That's really hard.
It's really, really hard. But I hope that you will come in July to Germany. We spend the whole year sometimes in Germany, sometimes in Korea.
You can't move here and you can't move there?
The whole time I can't live in Korea. It's too different to a European style of life.
And you don't want to live in Germany?
She feels the same. It's hard to live like a Korean in Germany. It's not easy.
But you love each other.
Oh, yes. yes.
How long have you been together?
5 years, four and a half years, yes.
We were just friends.
And then it's the
Yeah.
Penalty point.
So what did you do? Did you go out for dinner? Did you tell her you love her? How did you change from friends to lovers?
We spent 2 days, 3 days in Dresden, and at the last evening we have a very, very long conversation, and after that I thought, wow, what's that? I feel in my heart. Next day I just call her, hey, what's that? Tell me, is there more than only friendship?
She says, yes.
Yes.
Is this the love of your life?
Yes, yes.
So how long can you do this? Living here, living there, living here, living there. Can you do this forever?
I think so, yes. The plan is we will marry, but this style of life, we will do it till the end.
Bustling marketplace with row upon row of motorbikes, each stacked high with rolls of carpet and fabric. Excuse me, you look like you're traveling somewhere. Where are you going?
I don't know what the street is, but we're just going to little shops in this area.
You look like you're ready for a flight with your pillow and your...
Yeah, we leave in a few hours, so this is our last day.
Why did you choose Seoul to visit?
We like the culture and the music and stuff, so we decided to visit and take a trip as our first time here.
So you're into K-pop?
Yes. Yes, we are.
She got into it first.
She found me.
Your fault.
It's my fault.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you speak English?
Yes, I do.
Ah, I'm from BBC World Service.
Uh-huh.
And you're carrying a yellow dragon.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering where you're going.
We're going to eat some bread.
And you've just won that dragon?
Yeah, I did.
And what do you guys do when you're not winning dragons?
Military in Korea.
Okay, you're doing a military service?
Yep.
What's that like?
It's really bad.
Is it?
Really bad. It's not that easy to do.
So what do you have to do?
I work in subway station for 2 years. Just helping them who can use like their credit cards or bus card. I just help them.
Is it boring?
Yeah, it's really.
What do you want to do when you finish?
Just trying to think about to do something. I'm not sure yet.
But you've had 2 years.
Yeah.
So what have you been thinking?
I had just read a lot of books while I was in military. That's it. Really, that's it.
What's your dream job?
Dream job? Just being a businessman in Korea. Want to be a very, really wealthy. So I think... there's money that is really important to being a man.
Really?
I think that is an important thing in Korea.
So do you feel pressure to do that?
A lot. But I feel pressure a lot.
As the light fades, the neon brightens. And all the little streets of the main drag come alive with music and people and performers and food and lots of shopping. Where are you guys going?
To get waffles.
That's important. Where are you guys from?
England.
Are you here just on holiday?
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
Yeah, I love it. It's so cool here.
What do you like about it?
The makeup shopping. Yeah. And the clothing.
The culture is nice here as well.
Yeah, and it's really busy, like city life.
Right now I'm just visiting. I just came back from the fabric market.
just looking around in the area, really looking for like fish.
Nothing that complicated.
Are you a tourist here?
No, here for my grandma's 90th birthday, before I travel around the world.
So what's your grandma like at 90?
A lot more honest. She has a lot more words to say. I'll definitely say that. Otherwise, she's good. She's kicking strong, so yeah.
And then you're going around the world. How long for?
So between June and August, I'm visiting 15 countries, 11 in Europe and 5 in Asia. Thought I might as well treat myself before I go back to school.
What do you do at school?
Well, I was going to West Point for 2 years, which was like a military academy back in New York, and then decided to leave that and work for a year before, because I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do instead, so that took some time off for.
What was it about military college you didn't like?
A lot of reasons, I guess, would be the answer to that.
You couldn't see your future with the military?
That was definitely it, yeah.
What does your grandma say?
She says, do what you want. It's your life. You have to live it for a while, so as long as you don't regret your choices, make them.
I guess she must have supported her kids to leave Korea, right, at some point?
At some point, yeah. My mom was her youngest of, I believe, 8 children.
And so then you grew up in the States, and then you come back here. What does that feel like?
Exciting. I think I get to experience, like, the nice parts of Korea without having to experience the roughness of, I guess, the school culture that I hear a lot about.
So back to the military thing, just for a moment. What was it about the military that wasn't such a great fit for you?
It wasn't necessarily... Being gay in the military wasn't, like, a bad fit. There are plenty of gentlemen and women that do so and do it well. But for me, the reason I didn't like the military was just because I considered myself more creative soul, whatever that meant. So a lot of what the military has to do was either killing or the logistics of killing, right? So that to me was something that didn't seem to mesh towards the end. It was nothing to really do with my homosexuality. That was a small part of the answer because I didn't see myself around the type of gay men that I experienced while I was in the military.
Korea would be a tough place to have grown up as a gay teenager.
Oh yeah, like I've already been to like Itaewon, to like Jeonro, like the different areas. It's different, but like the same at the same time, in the sense of like the nightlife exists. Like New York, you're partying from like maybe midnight till about 3. Here they're partying till 7 a.m. depending on which club you're at. So.
And yet being homosexual out and about in daily life, if you're not in that strip in Itaewon?
It's definitely a bit rough. I mean, I came out to my parents when I was sophomore year in high school, but here they don't even dream of it.
Excuse me.
Little.
I saw you with your guitar.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering where you're going.
I'm going to buy clothes.
Why have you got your guitar on your back?
Yeah, I'm a music school student.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Classical guitar. Can you play something for me now?
Now?
Yeah.
For many people.
Go on.
Oh.
Oh, it's a beautiful guitar.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Seoul edition of Where Are You Going? With me, Catherine Carr. The series is produced by Joe Coombs of Loftus Media for the BBC World Service. Thank you. That was wonderful. Wherever you're listening now, whether you're at the gym, at the bus stop, or at the airport, transport yourself to the streets of Seoul. Immerse yourself in the sounds of the city.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this edition of Focus Asia Pacific. Next week, we're going to be asking the question, why is South Korea's birth rate so low? So do tune in. Our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. We look forward to seeing you again very soon. On behalf of the whole team, I'm Keith Pellow, wishing you well, saying so long, and take care.